trust the way you pissed inside the brain fire technology.
Take me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study. Look at my face. My name is might have been. My name is never was. My name forgotten. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, there's only us left now. When I wake up, if my makeup, it's too
que de sou. Não é quem é mesmo, eu não sou. Não tá, ninguém está quando quer. Coitado do homem que cai no canto de ossinha traidor. Coitado de mandinga de amor. Vai, 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 não vou. Vai, 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 não vou. Vai, 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 não vou. Vai, 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 não vou. Que eu não sou ninguém de ir em conversa de esquecer.
yourself, don't get caught. Suspicion yourself, suspicion yourself, suspicion yourself. At the door, in a corner gone. What an hour. A
thousand years.
A
thousand
years.
Tune in to Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR, 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 FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio. 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 Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Too many things, I know what I know if you know.
Life while it is rife, while it is light. did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
She looked at me in silence, eyes like cold fire. The secret turned over. That she should wear such a mask, face paler than ever. She lost that dignified manner, and please sit down now, I said. She held up both hands, a fluttering and a ticking. Go away, I said softly. What were they to her? I'm just a visitor here, someone else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people. I'm just a visitor here, something else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people. Out here for a good many years, settled in to be bored, the face not a pleasant one. The money was safe in diamonds, and I had given everything. The vague disquiet of the day, well, I must have missed the point. I'm just a visitor here, something else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people. I'm just a visitor here, someone else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Let you go. When I see you, take you safe.
Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today's a special show. My name is Jonah. I'm joined here by Jacob Acheron and Asaf Grofman, two political guys. We're just going to be talking about politics today. Can you guys hear the mic?
No.
I can hear you in my ears, so they're hot.
Okay.
Maybe the headphones are broken.
Well, I can hear you guys anyway without the headphones.
I can hear you guys, so take it away. We're going to talk about some politics. What are your thoughts?
All right. Well, thank you for the kind introduction, Jonah. My name is Jacob.
My name is Asaf. Thank you, Jonah, for the opportunity.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about, we're going to start today talking about 2024. I don't know if everyone knows, but there was an election recently, and we're just going to be talking about that. So, Asaf, why don't you lead us off?
Well, I think we should start with basically what went wrong for the Democrats and maybe talk about what went right for the Republicans. And we can do that and sort of go from there to see how we move forward and maybe make a few predictions about what's to come. I think you've talked about wanting to make a prediction live on air, which I assume means it's going to be a hot take. So
for 2028?
For 2028.
For 2028. I'd like to shake up people's days. So why don't you start with what went wrong for the Democrats?
Well, I think a lot of things went wrong. So I think this is only an hour, right, John?
Yeah, it's only an
hour.
Okay,
so I don't know if we can get through them all, but I think for starters, I think Biden should have dropped out earlier. Mm-hmm. I think it did damage to the Democratic brand that he didn't. Because I think that it wasn't computing for people that he was doing all the things that we were saying he was doing. I think he had such great accomplishments throughout his first 3.5 years, and people would look at him on TV and see him speak and just not understand that, you know, this is the guy who's running the show. So I think that was a significant aesthetic issue for us. I think that's really where it all starts, because that's a trust issue and a branding issue. And then after that, I think another issue with that is that the vice president only had 107 days to run a campaign, which is not a long enough time.
So on the first point, I'll just say this, because I know that this is what the Biden team believed, and this is what I believed as well, and clearly we were all wrong, that we're in this period where you're past needing this ultra charismatic figure, and that people would care about the accomplishments and what he's done, and kind of voters at large would push aside this idea that he's too old. And I fully bought into this, if you have the accomplishments, if the there is there, then voters will move past it. So I don't know, I mean, there's not that much value in looking back, but how could we have seen that? Like, how was that reflected?
I mean, the first debate was like a specific moment where...
We're talking about well before the first debate.
Well before the first debate, but he wasn't in the public eye deteriorating as much. Like, they were kind of holding him back from that, for obvious reasons. But, like, he wasn't doing as many public appearances, and I guess people who were in the know understood, but the average voter probably had, like, suspicions about him like that, but...
Yeah. I mean, I think it really accelerated after the first debate, because, you know, I think the numbers were like 60% of people thought he was too old. And then after the debate, the numbers spiked to like 90% of people, 80% among Democrats, which is not a sustainable situation.
I've got a funny story about the first debate. I found out about the travesty that was the first debate while I was on a mountain in Peru. And I looked at my phone. I got a connection for the first time in like 4 days. And my whole family is like, Jonah, did you see the first debate? It's over for Biden. It's over. I'm like, oh, my God. And Trump got shot on that same trip. So I was just like... Like, every time I got connection, I was like, oh, my God. Like,
maybe you should go back to Peru. Crazy things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also a coup in Bolivia when we were there. We were going
to... Really?
Go. Yeah. Failed coup, I think.
Wow.
Oh.
We were told not to go.
Okay.
We hated that.
So what else?
So I think that's a big problem. And I think we were talking about this earlier off air, as we do sometimes. Once in a while. Which is that the... media environment, the information environment, is just not conducive at this time to Democrats winning. And I think that's why we saw the swing among young voters. I think there's a tendency, you know, to fight the last war. I think so the there was a big people were making a big deal out of Kamala Harris going on Fox News. But the fact is that